Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yeah, I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
It's great to be with all of you, including you, Mike Horn.
Good to be here with you, too.
And great to be with our fan base out there. We're global. We're just all over the place, and we're on 17 different platforms. And we're all kind of, I'm excited because we're getting ready for tomorrow's event, our live event tomorrow.
Yeah, those of you that listen to us on the weekends, Fred's talking about the Thursday event, which will already have passed. But if you catch us on our Wednesday show, you got a day to make your plans to be with us for the evening with Fred Dreyer at omgvip.com. You can sign up for it. Special event night, you can ask Fred questions. There's a meet and greet afterwards where you can talk to Fred and see what's going on, ask him some personal questions, and they'll send you a copy of that as well, too. So to find out more about that, go to omgvip.com. How's your week going, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's going pretty good. You know, I'm clearing the decks. I've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm talking with my grandkids and trying to get them to have their mother and get set a time frame so they can come out and see old Poppy.
So you're going to have the grandkids coming out, huh?
Well, we're working on it, you know. They're out of school back there in Oklahoma now. So
did they go to school or were they COVID-19'd at home?
Well, for a while they were, and then they were at school for a little while, and they wrapped it up. They wrapped up the school year by being in class. So they're out of school now, and they're getting ready for the summer, which hopefully includes me.
I'm out of school, too, and I'm ready for the summer as well. So I may be coming to see you as well.
Whoa.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, football, baseball. We got your comments. Go to us. Check us out here. We are broadcasting everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Facebook Live for you, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com, Sirius XM Channel 217, XM 203, online Channel 967, radio stations on Sports Byline, and, of course, CRNDigitalTalk.com. Stay with us.
Yes.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being with us each and every week at this time. As I mentioned on the sports byline radio stations around the country, CRN Digital Talk Radio stations around the country, Sirius XM, also on all the different streaming platforms that we have. As I mentioned, Facebook Live, looking for your comments there. You can get them to us live. You can email us. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Very good idea. That's a very good idea.
Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. That'll take care of it and do it for you if you want to. Football news, Fred. You and I have been to Rams training camp the last few years, not last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But apparently this week the NFL on Tuesday had a meeting and they informed clubs that there's going to be kind of a normalization of people being able to go to training camp. They're going to say teams are going to be permitted to host fans at training camp this summer. Again, it's subject to state and local guidelines, and they kept their doors closed last year for the pandemic time during 2020.
Well, I hope maybe if that's the case, then they'll invite us out to camp again. I think they will. And when they can do that, I have three words to say. It's about time.
Exactly. Because you and I like going out there.
Isn't this in this paragraph here where they're going to allow fans to come in on every home game?
Yeah, and they have approved from state and local governments now. They've got approval for all teams, all but two teams, to be at full capacity when the games resume.
Yeah, so that's good.
Just I think the Colts and the Broncos are waiting for approval from local contacts to make sure that they have the authorization to do it. But it should be back to full bore again.
Well, it'd be stupid if they have 28 out of the 30 teams being at full throttle and two of them not.
Exactly.
So, but they're not beyond that type of a thinking process.
I've noticed in baseball, and so the stadiums in baseball haven't been 100%. Hopefully, by June 15th, all the stadiums in baseball will be at 100%. And it adds to the game to hear the fans. Now, we really missed that last year, didn't we?
Well, that's what they were saying the other day about the Dodger-Houston game in Houston.
Yeah.
It was
the Cheaters.
They had a sellout. I guess they had a sellout, but they had all their fan base there, and it made all the difference in the world for the Dodgers, they said.
Yeah.
You know, they've got that Pantone 295. Yeah,
that's the color you and I are wearing. I think, I don't know if you are closer than I am, but it's the color of the Dodger uniform, the blue, Pantone 295 or 308 or whatever
what is
it is.
That? Is that a zip code?
It's a color that they use for the Dodger uniform, and that's the name
is
of the group
that
follows
I thought it was
around.
A zip code.
No.
You mean I'm wrong about this?
This is the only time you've been wrong. I know. I know. And so this is the color of the blue that the Dodgers use.
Pantone blue?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so
I didn't know that.
The fans have started a group, and they go around, and they've been especially a little bit rowdy against those cheaters, the Astros. Here's what, you know, I heard a fact the other day, and I want your opinion on this, because I was particularly hard in the 2017 World Series with Oral Hershiser. Sorry, Oral. Oh, he didn't even play.
Him too.
Yeah, he ticks me off too. With Clayton Kershaw, because he lost some games. Here's the deal. This stat came out, and now I do want the Astros to give back their championship, the whole championship deal. This is it stinks. Clayton Kershaw, who has had a great and illustrious career, I believe in the game he pitched in one of those World Series games, the Houston Astros hit every one of his curveballs. Every one. And you can look at every game Clayton has pitched in his career. That has never happened, never come close to happening. These freaking cheaters on the Houston Astros, their owner, should be barred from the game. If you're getting shoeless Joe Jackson out of the game, get these a-holes out, I'm telling you.
Well, not only is that correct, but I hope that I can remind people, I'm the only one that I know of, other than you, that has recommended that the owner be made to divest the team. And this is the reason. This is the reason.
Yes, go ahead.
This is the reason. There's a responsibility, and you can't deprive another organization that you bought into. You're one of 30 owners. And you mean to tell me that after being warned, you know, we're going to go back and relive all this again because Astros are going to be here in about another month here in Dodger Stadium, and they're going this and the people here, the Pantone 395 people,
the home base.
Are going to really give them hell.
We broadcast from Hollywood, California, so Fred and I, that's our connection to baseball is through the Los Angeles Angels and the Los Angeles Dodgers because that's in our hometown. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, thank you.
They're going to be here. And
but you've got somebody on the Dodgers team, not in the front office organization, because they're praying to God that we all go away and let's just put it behind us. Yes, they cheated us out of a World Series, but that's okay. We came back in 3 years later and won our championship, so that makes up for it. No, it doesn't. It'll never make up for it. And what you're saying is it's all right for ownership to cheat and get their way. And
it's true.
This is the problem I've got with the good old boys.
Well, it's changing a little bit, though, Fred. I noticed at the beginning of the game yesterday, they went from Dave Roberts to players on the Dodgers all talking about the terrible the World Series and the fact that some of them even said they should cough up the trophy and give it back again because – literally, when you hear stats like that affected Clayton Kershaw, what about Yu Darvish when his career could have been on the rocks, for gosh sakes? That guy went out of the game and the media said, well, he was tipping pitches. How was he tipping pitches? Because there were guys out in center field checking out the signs that the catcher was giving out, relaying them into the clubhouse, and a guy hitting on a trash can, telling the batter that it's a fastball, a curveball, whatever it might be. That's cheating. If you know a guy's hitting a curveball, you're going to lay all over that thing, and that's what happened to Clayton Kershaw. Everyone
and the
got hit.
Owner of the Astros knew it. Yes, he
had
did.
To. Of he, course, he
yes,
did.
He did.
Yes,
he knew it.
Yes,
because the year before he did the same thing, and
they
he
were
was
doing
warned.
It for a few years.
He was warned by the
Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball
Manfred.
Manfred told him in a letter, would you please stop cheating? Yeah. And he went, oh, yeah, gee, I'm sorry. So what happens? He does it again. So when you say that, you know, what are we going to do to punish the Astros? I say, how about this? Let's go. Let's bypass the players because a lot of them are gone now.
That's true.
Let's bypass all those players out there who did that and go right to the owner of the team and tell him you got 48 hours to list your team as for sale.
That's
get
it.
Rid of this thing. And if you don't have people who care enough about it as I do, and you can tell by my voice that this is such an outrage. This
We're still
is so
upset about
unbelievable
it.
That nobody cares. I don't know if I'm outraged at the cheating aspect or I'm outraged that nobody cares about the cheating aspect.
I think they're caring more now because the fans are back and the fans do care. And I think the fans also want the players to be taken care of, too.
I got to tell you. You know, one of the things that's always followed me is I've always tried to be reasonable. I've always tried to reason things out and get
true.
To the root of
That's
it
true.
And find out. Hey, if I'm the odd duck out, I'm the first to say, you know what, I got to go home. I'm out. I'm not going to be around anymore because I'm part of the problem. And the only way I see any way you guys getting better is without me. I would do that. But you can't for the life of me expect Dodger players. And if I'm an Astro player, there's got to be a moral code to how you live your life.
I agree, 100%.
And if you're sitting here telling me that no one cares, and guys, leadership, guys like Justin Turner,
yeah, he cares.
You know, he cares. Yeah, but he's the guy that should show up and say. To the world.
Well, they were told not to at first, remember? And now they're starting to talk about it.
What's that?
At first, they were told by management of the team not to talk about it.
Well, that's an interesting thing, isn't it?
That's an interesting thing. Now they're able to talk about it.
Yeah, that's because the owner called the owner of the Dodgers, owner of the Astros, said, hey, could you back off and just let this thing die out?
Straight ahead, more in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Dodgers are playing the Houston Astros this week. And a lot of comments coming down from the fans, too, as we get into this a little bit. Because the fans are the ones that are really bringing this back up to get to a lot of people. We got hellos from Jeremy, who says, looking forward to tomorrow night, Fred and Mike. We're talking about your OMG VIP special appearance that people can be
very
one-on-one
good,
with
good.
You, Fred.
Yeah, very
Kathy
good.
Says hi. Nikki says hi. Ray says, hi, Fred and Mike. Hopes the Dodgers smack the Astros again and again. He says, I'll never forgive the commissioner for going so easy on them. And Ray's from San Marcos, California, commenting on it. I think that's kind of what we're talking about here, too.
Well, the players, and there isn't one player, whether or not you're in contention on a team for a playoffs or the World Series, having won it or not winning it or never have won it, if you're a player and making a salary in the national, Major League Baseball,
right,
American or National League, you should be going to the microphone and demanding that this owner get rid of this team. And if you don't do it, then if you don't put any pressure, if you don't care about it to begin with, you shouldn't be playing. You really shouldn't.
That's true. That's very true. And as we mentioned, Clayton Kershaw had two starts in that 2017 World Series, had a relief appearance against Houston, and they were laying all over that curveball of his because they knew that it was coming. And you know, here's the thing. Alex Cora was the bench coach at the time on the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Later went on to manage the Boston Red Sox. He quit and was suspended for a year along with the Hinch, whatever his name was on.
Astros manager.
Yeah, and Hinch is not back, but Cora is. And the bottom line is, they did the same thing on the Red Sox. This guy, you know, Alex Cora, was the guy who helped dream up the whole thing on the Astros. Why is he still playing in the game? What is wrong with the game of baseball if you can allow people to cheat? And especially if you notice if you catch the Dodger broadcast, or you have the Major League Baseball package, and you can hear Ned Colletti talk about this, the former Dodger general manager, now commentator. He's pretty livid about the whole thing, that the Astros still have their World Series trophy. That should be taken back from the Astros.
That comes second to the owner being forced to sell the franchise.
Okay, you're on to that, and I'm with you also. I mean, make sure this never happens again. Am I right?
Well, are you right? You're absolutely right. I am surprised at people. When crunch time comes, do people stand up and do the right thing? There comes a time when you have to do the right thing. You'd tell your children that, you know, you would honestly tell people that what you thought about their behavior or your choices. That's what you do when you raise children. Does somebody on his team, on the owner of the Astros team, does somebody have to tell him, you know something, Mr. whatever your name is? I forgot his name. What's his name? The owner of the Astros.
I forget his name.
Crane. That's right. His name's Crane.
C. Crane.
Gee,
Radio.
Mr. Crane.
Yeah, Crane.
Yeah, gee, Mr. Crane. It would really be nice if you, if you admitted that we cheated and you give the trophy back, and we can't replay the game. Certainly, it's 3 years ago. But you got to admit it and say that you're a sick SOB and you cheated and you continued to cheat after you were warned. And is that's something you expect out of an idiot.
Well, I just think Major League Baseball, in order to make it an even playing field, and they worry about a lot of stuff that goes on, they get involved in politics and a lot more, get involved in this. This is cheating on the field. The fans want to see a free game, I mean a good game, an honest game, not one where they're, you know, somebody's given the signs, hey, I could even get a hit if I knew a curveball was coming and hanging up there for me. Joe Kelly, who played on the Red Sox, then became a Dodger, he is unafraid of speaking out against the Houston Astros because of the cheating scandal, and he last year I guess he threw it Alex Bregman and Alex Bregman got hit, and then the fans on Houston got upset with him, and then people on the Houston Astros were yelling at Joe Kelly, and he made his little pouty face back at him, and Carlos Correa, where he was shouting expletives at his. So anyway, they're saying
that's all child stuff,
but it still is showing you that the players are still upset about it. And
what
and Joe Kelly was in the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, I know.
He talked about the Tuesday night victory of the Astros in Houston, and he took over for Clayton Kershaw and got an out in the game or whatever. And he says that, you know, this is it. And I think everybody in baseball feels that way. Those teams in the American League that played against them where they cheated all year against them feel strongly about this. I mean,
strongly about
the cheating going on, that the team cheated.
What do they do about it?
Well, what can the players do?
No. But what was done?
The management team, the owners of the other team members should get together and
should. They didn't.
They didn't, and they should.
That's correct.
Yes.
So nobody has done anything. I'm beating a dead horse here.
You are, but it needs to be beaten.
And the point of the fact is that you've got a pathetic businessman, this Crane, who does not deserve to own that team, does not deserve a championship trophy. He should give the team up for sale, just like the NBA made Donald Sterling sell the Clippers, if we can all go back and remember that. And that behavior, you know, is it okay if you want to compare behaviors?
If you do it in one league, you got to do it in all.
Well, let's get with it.
All right, now we got the Olympics here.
Another.
Here's the deal, because I want to get back to baseball on that, but you know, there are some people, some media organizations that are saying that maybe we shouldn't be playing the Olympics this year. They're worried about COVID-19. They want to cancel them again and see it all, as major newspapers in Japan are demanding that the Tokyo Olympics be canceled. One of the newspapers said last week they called for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled, the games to be they're going to open in less than 2 months, and they say it's the first of Japan's major newspapers to make the move, and they're joining regional newspapers that have recently added to the growing opposition to holding the Olympics. They say coming out against the Olympics could be significant, since the newspaper, like many in Japan, is a sponsor of the postponed Tokyo Games that were scheduled to open on July 23rd. So we'll see. Now Matt Kemp, former Dodger, played last year with the Rockies. He's a free agent this year. Nobody has signed him. He is going to go to hopefully be on Team USA and play in the Olympics. Have you heard about that?
Well, if there is one.
If there is an Olympic Games.
Well, good for him. Okay, great.
So Matt Kemp was one of the big names that's hopes to qualify for the 2021 Summer Olympics in Japan. He was drafted by the Dodgers in the sixth round of 2003 in the Major League Baseball draft, and he's returned to the exact spot where he started his professional career, and that's at Vero Beach, Florida. He's at the old Dodger town, and then the Dodgers, I think in 2008, moved to Camelback Ranch in Arizona. But the Dodgers' spring training home for so many years was Vero Beach, Florida, and that's where they've transformed that sports complex now for a complex for athletes of all levels. So, and I think Peter O'Malley has a hand in that. I think he still owns it and changed it around, but they've apparently made it better. Matt Kemp was there, and he said, it's amazing. He said, it's where it all started. He said, a lot has changed there. They got better fences and facilities, way nicer now. He said, it's a lot of good things for the kids in Vero Beach at the Jackie Robinson Complex. So Matt's 36. He hopes to get a shot at going to the Olympics, and they're going to have minor leaguers on the team. Remember the last time baseball was in the Olympics, the legend, the incredible icon, Tommy Lasorda was the manager, and he won the Olympics, Fred, if you'll remember.
I do remember. It was a wonderful moment for all, genuinely.
Yeah.
But, you know, ask Kemp when he's has the microphone pushed in front of his face, hopefully, for a good cause, that he'll say, by the way, I believe that the owner, Crane, should divest the team.
You're not letting go of that, are you?
I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm not going to bore people with it. But unless you fight and push back and make demands, then anything will be done to you. Anything will be done. You can just simply say, you know what? I know you got a contract, but guess what? We're not paying you this month. Sue us and drag it out for the next 20 years, which you can do. You can do that. You can have your livelihood taken away from you, right in front of everybody, and no one will care. No one's going to say, hey, gee, we got to get that guy's job back. No one's going to say that. They're just going to say, oh, wow, well, I thought you had a contract. Well, I do. Well, where is it? Okay, I put enough time into that. I'm going to take the kids and get a jumbo jack.
Be nice if we could get Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, on this show, wouldn't it? Be kind of nice.
Well, maybe here in months to come,
yes.
Weeks to come. Maybe we'll call up his cell phone. We'll get a cell phone.
Yeah.
Mr. Crane? Yeah, who is this? It's Fred Dreyer. I want your ass fired.
All right, let's go back to our little chat room here. Facebook Live is here for us. Nikki says she's looking forward to your OMG VIP event that's coming up.
Great.
She wants
Thank
to know
you.
If we know how to log in. I'm sure the instructions will be on the screen tomorrow evening because I don't know. We don't even know how we're broadcasting yet at the studio. But hopefully we'll know all that tomorrow and it'll be ready to go. And Beverly says, hi, Fred and Mike. Hope everything is well. Sorry, could not make it for the event tomorrow. Got a major project, but hopefully next time. You plan on doing this again in the future, am I right, Fred?
Yes, we do. We're going to do it a lot. There's a lot of people to talk to out there.
Yeah, so that should be good. We're talking about the OMG VIP Fred Dreyer event. Again, if you're hearing the show on the weekends, it's already passed, but we'll be scheduling another one, I'm sure, for you very soon so you can get involved one-on-one talking to Fred Dreyer. You can go backstage afterwards and have a real one-on-one where it's just you and Fred chatting together. We'll have more details for you. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for being here.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Kanen sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Kanen's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Kanen sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Kanen designs and manufactures are high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code KananCast15 at Kanan.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KanonCast15. Kanan. Clearly better.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. It is important to put customers first, especially as a small business. Fast email and social media response is critical for building brand trust. Try to keep response time to 24 hours or less for all communications with customers and wholesalers. This gives your business the chance to turn unhappy customers into loyal ones. If you can be there quickly, you can immediately relieve the issue. And high-quality support can often lead to more brand awareness and brand loyalty and trust. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tuba Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tuba Towels.
Tub. At Tuba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tuba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tuba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Reminder for you, don't forget, coming up for you on this week, if you're listening to the Wednesday broadcast, it's Thursday the 27th, the OMG VIP special event with this guy, Fred Dreyer, here, who'll be answering your questions, and then later on, backstage, live, one-on-one with Fred Dreyer, asking him any questions you want to ask at all.
We have a nice afternoon, evening plan for everybody. We hope you join us.
6 o'clock it starts, by the way. And get all the details. If you want to sign up for it, you can still go sign up at omgvip.com, like, oh, my God, VIP, omgvip.com. Ronnie here has sent an email to us, and don't forget that email is always open to you all the time here on the Sports Lounge. And Ronnie Glidewell says, hi, Fred. I'm a fan of you when you was with the Rams, and I enjoyed Hunter as a TV series. So Ronnie wanted to say hello to you.
Well, good, Ronnie. I hope you, if you're capable of calling in here on Thursday.
Maybe we can
share a story or two.
Personal to one-on-one stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack is saying, I'm currently watching the Hunter series for the fifth time since the original series back in the 80s. I love the show. Fred Dreyer is right up there with Clint Eastwood, but Clint never played in the NFL like Fred did. I also watched Dreyer in the NFL back then, too. Just found him here on Facebook, so I will follow that, too. Works for me. Jack, we're here every week with the show, so hopefully going to 5 days a week.
Yes, sir, brother. Thanks, Jack, for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, we're kind of like the Greg Gutfeld's always saying we're going to go 5 days a week. And then one day,
bang.
Bang, there we are.
But it's coming. It's coming. We're having more and more conversations about all this.
Michelle says, like a lot of women on your Facebook page, I had a crush on you for years, too.
Uh-oh.
I think this is so nice that you're communicating with fans. I love watching you on Hunter. I think you are a great actor, football player, and a great person in general. Love you, Fred, and that's from Michelle.
Well, how about that, Michelle? You are something. How about that? Thank you so much.
Michelle should sign up and do the one-on-one backstage with you.
She should. Backstage?
That's talking one-on-one.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Fred.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Nikki says, hello, Fred Dreyer. Hope you're doing well. Purchased a ticket for your virtual event. Thanks for putting that on.
Well, thank you.
And she says, I recently found a YouTube video from when Stephanie Kramer was pranked. She was told her house had to be moved over 2 feet with a huge crane. It was hilarious. Since you were in on the joke, was it hard to keep a straight face?
You see, that was Dick Clark's show. He had that was his show he produced and did a great job with it. He called me one day and asked me if I could help facilitate a prank on Stephanie. And I said, well, of course I will. And then he told me what it was. He says, you know what we're going to do is we're going to pretend Stephanie's house has to be moved 2 feet because it's infringing on her neighbor's property. So we're going to move her house in 2 feet, and it'll be great. It'll be hilarious. And I said, there's absolutely no way anybody would believe that.
No.
She's not going to fall for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
She's going to stand there and look at her house and envision it with big straps around it, moving it off of the foundation, disconnecting the electrical and the plumbing and the sewage. Are you kidding me? And he says, would you do it? And I said, sure.
And she fell for it.
Well, how about this? I bring my daughter, Kate, who at the time, yeah. I think, was about 4 or 5. And so I said, we got to go to Stephanie's. She says, oh, great. I get to play with the dog and I get to be in the pool. And I said, well, maybe not now, but there's something going on there. I want you to take a look at this because this could be a lot of fun for you. Because I thought it was preposterous.
Yeah.
So I show up at the house. She's not there, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Her agent, manager, took her out to get some wine. Which okay. is exactly what she needed to do.
That's what she needed.
So she went out to lunch with her, and when she drove back in, she saw this truck, this huge truck, with a crane and with a 4 or 5 fluorescent straps coming down on top of her house. And it was a pretty impressive thing at
yeah.
first blush. And then you realize that there's no way this thing could happen. So she comes up the driveway. And, you know, she had a house that had a real big view of the valley. She comes up the driveway and she says, what are you guys doing? She says, I was told that you and I, Fred, were going to do a press conference of some sort here. And the place to do it would be right here near my pool overlooking the valley. I said, yeah, but I don't know. I got here. And these guys said that they're going to have to, what was it, Jim? And Jim comes over, you know, got his hard hat on and says, we're going to have to, apparently the people that built this house 35 years ago have encroached on your neighbor's property. And now they're demanding in a writ and a court order that we have to move your house and clear this up. And this is the only way we can do it. So there's a big pause because this is when I know in my memory bank
yes.
where people go BS.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I'm thinking about this, and the more that she delays responding, the more I realize, wait a minute, she's actually going to do this. So she says, they're going to move my house? I said, yeah. I said, they got the equipment to do it. It's not going to be a big deal. Just don't worry about it.
Good old Fred. Good old Fred helping his pal out.
It's not going to you know, make a big difference here if your house is where it is now.
Or 3 inches.
Or if it's 3 feet into the shallow end of your pool. Because if I measure correctly, your house is now going to be in the swimming pool, if that's okay. She said, well, she says, do I have time to go in the house and get some things first?
Oh,
gee. Oh no. So my daughter is in the production truck right down, you know, right around the corner. And she's watching it on a TV monitor. So Stephanie comes out with, you know, a jacket, a pair of shoes, and I'm looking at her and I said, "Don't you get it?" And of course, the producer comes out and tells her, you know, what's going on, and she says, "Oh no!" My daughter runs out of the production truck, comes down the driveway, and comes over and starts yelling at her. "I don't believe you fell for this. You actually fell for..." She says, "You're going to have your house in the swimming pool?" And I said, "Yeah, that's right, Kate, give it to her." And so the whole thing built up to a big crescendo that was so ridiculous and so much fun that it became one of the best gags that the Dick Clark show ever did.
And there were some good gags on
there. There were some good gags on
Dick Van Dyke show, too.
Dick Van Dyke, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. All right, we've got a special picture here that was sent in to us by Pam, if I can pop this one up for you. And she wants to share a fun photo. She says, in the story, Hunter and McCall have a case connected to a bank robbery, which required the FBI to become involved.
Yeah.
And Hunter, your character's disdain for the feds is well known on the show. So when an agent says, remember, you take the lead from us, McCall is surprised when Hunter says, no problem. And she teases him, guess you told him, didn't you? And he then says to her, what if I did that to you? And then you pinch her backside, and she says, ouch, and playfully hits him and walks away giggling. Now, Pam is wondering if it was one of your famous ad libs, and if you really pinched her, her reaction seemed like you did.
Yes, I did, of course.
Of course you did.
Of course.
Was this just impromptu acting? You can see her reaction. And yeah. We got a picture of
how do you tag a beautiful scene like that? You just grab her by the butt and give her a pinch, and then she plays the end of the scene, which is great, which was wonderful.
Stephanie has got her mouth wide like and going, wow! And you've got that cool demeanor of Hunter over there. The episode was from Sudden Withdrawal, and we'll post this picture up at our sports lounge website.
This, Pamela, was a very fun show. This was, I don't know what year it was. It had to be the fifth or the sixth season because she was gone after that. So this was either the fourth, fifth, or sixth season. And I can tell by my wardrobe. I upgraded my wardrobe as the season went on.
Is this a split complimentary that you got here? Is this all
magic?
Well,
I don't know. This is a black and white.
Black and white. Well, it's kind of like a little color to it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's purple.
That's it.
It might be purple.
So there you have it there. It's good stuff to take a look. Don't forget, we have a podcast here. FredDreyerShow.com is where you go to check out the podcast. Follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer, and you can email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Maybe you can tell us more about this pinching scene here from Sudden Withdrawal OMG VIP.
It was a simple four-finger thumb.
Okay, thank you.
That was what it was. That was the instrument.
That was the technique?
That's the instrumentation used to get the reaction I wanted.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So there you have it from the show. Now, the NFL players and the union, they've agreed to a salary cap for this next season at $208.2 million per team for the 2022 season. Now, this was part of the league's continued effort to kind of project the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on short-term business. It doesn't mean that the 2022 salary cap will be $208.2 million on every team. It's just that's the highest it can possibly be, according to the agreement that the NFL and the team players approved on Wednesday afternoon. A lot of decisions
made there. So there's a salary cap on the salary cap.
I guess that's
what they're saying.
I guess that's what you would say.
And COVID, for whatever reason, I have no idea why, COVID has affected the salary cap. Is it because that
Dr. Fauci?
A lot of the teams were cut short with people. A lot of people opted out. A lot of people didn't play because the schedule was not up to par. So they didn't play all 17, 18 games last year.
No, they didn't.
No. So.
But there's extra games this year because they got rid of one of those early spring games, the fall games here, the preseason games.
Well, they got rid of all the preseason games, which is what they're going to do now. Because, you know, if you're going to get 18 games, 17 games in an 18-week season, you're going to make sure that you play as little preseason games as possible.
That's a lot of injuries those first few weeks, huh?
Well, don't get me started on all this stuff. You'll see it. You'll see it in training camp. What happens?
Yeah,
it's pathetic, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Well,
did you see it?
I
you were with me.
I was there.
I pointed some things
guys
out to you.
Stretching rubber bands. I'm telling you.
I was there. I pointed some things out to you. And when the guy comes over to me, the guy who set everything up for training camp,
hey, Fred, I'm so glad you could come out and see you. What do you think?
Not much. Huh? What do you mean? Well, what are they doing? They're just standing around. So anyway.
Hey, how about Phil Mickelson, 50 years old, winning the PGA Championship, becoming the oldest major champion in golf history. He's now scheduled to play with Tom Brady against Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers in a golf match on July 6th. That's going to be a big foursome.
That's my birthday.
That's correct. That is your birthday on July 6th.
July 6th.
Maybe we should go to this thing and watch.
Where is it?
It's going to be Big Sky, Montana.
We'll
reserve at Moonlight Basin.
I'll put the top down and we'll shoot up there.
That'd be free. It's amazing because your top doesn't go down, but it'll still be interesting.
We can stop off and chop. We'll stop off at a welding shop and chop the top off.
It'll be pretty nice. We'll be back here in the sports lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Yes, we are back in the sports lounge. Final segment of the show. Show just flew by today. And one other story, because you have something in common with this guy. You both have the same TV sets. Wayne Gretzky. Love Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
He's stepping down as he's on the Edmonton Oilers as a vice chairman because he's going to go to TNT because they've changed the hockey broadcast this year. They were just, I think, on NBC for a while. Now they're going to be on NBC and TNT and a few others. He's going to be an analyst on the TNT games.
Oh, yeah, so that's good.
Wayne will be good at that, I think.
Oh, he will be.
He's going to be a hockey analyst for next season. You know what else he should do? Is maybe you and he should open up a TV superstore, because you, when I first met you, had a beautiful, beautiful piece of furniture.
That furniture.
You might as well have had like a 1932 Plymouth parked in your front room.
No,
that was a huge TV set. It was all case.
And I kept it for a while.
Yes, you did.
Thinking that
I
could be interred in it.
And you could barely see anything. There's, you know, those old TVs that had the rear projection and you had convergence on there where you got the green with the red and the yellow.
Red, blue, yellow, primary
colors.
Blue
or something or whatever they were.
Yeah,
but it was green instead of yellow. I think it was just blue, red, and green. Anyway, you watch a ball game, you weren't quite sure where the baseball was on the screen.
I had to ask the visitor that was watching with me to go to the other room and sit. So
it's a proper reception. It was just beautiful. And now, of course, you have state-of-the-art equipment there.
Oh, of course.
You've gotten rid of that VHS recorder, and everything is fine now.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so now you want to tell everybody they should see you tomorrow if they're listening just on the Wednesday show, OMG VIP, 6 o'clock Thursday night, May 27th. It's a big event with Fred Dreyer.
Live at 6 o'clock Western Pacific time.
Live, right here on stage. The one and only Fred Dreyer answering your questions. And then later on, backstage, intimate one-on-one with Fred.
WWF. This is what...
Go to OMG VIP. Fred Dreyer. What do you have to say to all your fans out there, Fred? What do you have to say?
I'm going
to
see you all tomorrow live at 6 o'clock.
One more time. Say it again.
I'm going to see you all tomorrow live at 6 o'clock.
OMG VIP. Check it out. Oh, that's our show. We'll be back next week. Same time, same radio station, same channel, same SiriusXM.
Same bat phone.
Email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, final words?
See you tomorrow at 6.